Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Flint Lane, who is the founder and CEO of BuildTrust. Thanks for joining me today, Flint. How are you?
Doing great. My pleasure to join you. Really looking forward to this.
So let's start a little bit about talking about the business that you guys are in. And I'd like to do that with the following anecdote. So I was part of an interesting debate a few weeks ago about whether the best innovations are vitamins, something that people are motivated to take because they just want to be better and healthier, or aspirins, something that people or businesses take because they want the pain removed immediately. So what is BuildTrust, a vitamin or an aspirin, and for whom?
So I would actually say it's a combination. So we offer a number of different services, some which I would refer to as aspirins. You know, if you think about what businesses have to do to build the majority of their clients, they have to send out a lot of paper, and that's a huge pain in the neck, and I would describe that as the aspirin part of the business. But the real meat of our solution is around driving the paper out and moving in electronic billing and payment, and I would say that's probably more like a vitamin.
So billing for businesses is certainly something that businesses want to e-enable and just enable in a more efficient fashion. Tell us more about what BuildTrust does to really remove that pain point and to add the robustness around the solution that makes it the combination aspirin and vitamin that you just described.
Well, there's really, you know, there's no debate that people want less paper and they want to move to electronic billing and payment. But there's really two things that are essential to being able to do that. One is an understanding that all of your customers don't want the same things. Small businesses, mid-sized businesses, large enterprises all want slightly different forms of electronic billing and payment. So what's core to achieving any sort of electronic billing goal is making sure you have the right set of solutions. But that's not enough. This is not a case of if you build it, they will come. On top of having all of the right solutions, you also need an integrated marketing strategy on how you're going to drive the behavior in your client base. And I think that's one of the ways that BuildTrust excels and has achieved the growth we've achieved, because we go to market with not only a great solution, but a set of best practices that we call e-adoption that drive the kind of behavior that our clients are looking for.
So Flint, who is your customer? Is your customer the buyer or the supplier, and how does that make what you do different?
So there's two types of businesses, those that serve as buyers, and that's more on the accounts payable side. We are more on the supplier side, serving the accounts receivable department. These are the people who initiate the invoices and send it to the clients. Since we are sending clients to buyers, we also interface with millions of buyers a year because they're logging into a BuildTrust branded portal to receive and pay their invoices online, but we get paid by the supplier.
So the big news that you have broken is the acquisition of a company, OpenScan. What can you tell us about OpenScan, and how do they add an additional capability to what the BuildTrust platform does today?
So BuildTrust has always excelled at handling everything on the distribution side, and we've always processed payments that were initiated in the BuildTrust platform very effective. We've never really had a solution for payments that were initiated outside of the BuildTrust platform, and that's becoming a bigger and bigger problem for accounts receivable departments as more and more people adopt AP automation solutions that send electronic payments. In a nutshell, what OpenScan does is receives information about those electronic payments and applies technology to allow these accounts receivable departments to automatically apply it to their SAP or Oracle system. More and more AP departments are driving higher and higher levels of electronic payment. Each of those electronic payments are exceptions to accounts receivable departments because they don't come with clean remittance data. And in B2B, without clean remittance data, electronic payments are useless. So our customers actually discourage people from paying, getting their buyers to pay them electronically because it is so expensive. So OpenScan solution allows that problem to be solved, and we think it's going to be a vital part of our overall solution.
Interesting. Now, we started off the discussion by talking about paper, and it is a very material part of the billing process, whether we like it or not. But I'm curious to know what you and your team actually does to try to get the suppliers and buyers off of paper, and what the most challenging part of actually moving them from paper to something that is more digital happens to be.
So we have a team of folks that are called our e-adoption team, and each of our supplier customers gets an e-adoption specialist that works with them to develop strategies on driving buyers to receive bills electronically and to pay bills electronically. Much like a solution is not one size fits all, an e-adoption strategy is not one size fits all. Small businesses are willing to go to an online portal. They need to be encouraged. They need to be incentivized. They need to be marketed to. And this is not a one-time occurrence. This is an ongoing thing. And there's no better tool than the paper bill to try to drive that behavior. We do a number of things with online bill messaging. We've got real estate on the paper bill. We might as well be pushing it. It could be a green message. It could be a contest. It could be in some kind of incentive program. Mid-market and large enterprises will not respond to that. They have large AP departments that don't want to do those things well. So interfacing with their AP systems, whether it's an OB10, an Ariba, a bottom line, that's the kind of things you need to do to drive the type of electronic billing adoption that our customers are getting.
So you also mentioned electronic payment, and I'm curious to know how much influence this process that you are able to encourage suppliers to adopt actually has an impact on their ability to influence how they're paid.
So I'll give you an example. So our customers actively discourage people from paying them electronically with these remittances that come external to their system. And they've sort of told people, we don't want it that way, to the point where they won't share their bank account information with their clients because they don't want those electronic payments. You could imagine a world where we now control the paper invoice, and we put on the paper invoice, if you want to pay us electronically, here's our bank account information right on the invoice. That will drive behavior. And that is actually done in some other countries.
Yeah, no, it's true, and that certainly is a more cost-efficient way of being paid if you can, in fact, solve some of the problems that you mentioned earlier with the electronic remittance process as it exists today.
That's the vision.
So Flint, a couple of other quick questions. I can imagine that with the BillTrust platform now, you know, really including the ability to accept electronic remittance and certainly digitize the billing process, that a number of other adjacencies may emerge from that platform. Can you give us a look into your roadmap and perhaps an insight into some of the other things you may be looking at?
Sure. Probably the most exciting thing that we've been working on for the last couple of years is a product called Invoice Central. So we've been very successful in building these what are called Biller Direct platforms. These are online billing sites that look like biller websites that buyers can log in to pay bills online. But much like in the consumer space, buyers don't want to go to 10, 15, 20 different websites to pay bills. They'd much prefer to go to a consolidator website. So we've built a consolidator website called Invoice Central where buyers can log in and see bills from multiple different suppliers. That is a core part of our vision. We expect that to almost become the ATM switch of the B2B space. We like to call it our own network fantasy, but we believe that we control more content in the B2B space than anybody else in the world. Getting more interfaces through Invoice Central so that electronic payments are now remitted through Invoice Central, we believe feeds that network. So that's probably something that we're most excited about.
So last question, how'd you get into the business?
So I was part of another electronic billing company. I started a business called PayTrust back in the 90s, which was a consumer bill pay company. And I learned from that business that driving electronic behavior was hard, not because people didn't want to do it, but the systems were not up to it on the biller side. So exited PayTrust in 2001 and ultimately got bought by Intuit, but felt there was a better business in serving the needs of billers or suppliers.
Well, congratulations on your acquisition of OpenScan and on creating a platform that sounds like it has really solved a number of key issues for suppliers and is really influencing how suppliers and buyers exchange invoices and manage the invoice to cash process. So thanks for joining me today, Flint. Continued good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.